Mice are genuinely fearful of cats, and when they encounter the aroma of a feline, they freeze and then they scarper. This happens thanks to an accessory smell system called the vomeronasal organ, or VMO. One of its roles is to detect pheromones, and its wiring into the limbic system enables it to coordinate mating behaviour. But it can also, as it turns out, detect predator smells, including cats, and projections to the brain's hypothalamus can then initiate defensive responses. Interestingly, the extent of these responses isn't binary. They're proportional to the intensity of the stimulus. Sachiko Hagayamanaka from the University of California, Riverside, has used cat tears, which contain odorants that the mouse VMO is sensitive to unpick the neurological pathways responsible.
What we are looking at is interspecies communications. The vomeronasal organ, or VNO, can detect chemical cues from predator species in prey animals. So what we are looking at is how the predators can control the behavior of the prey animals.
Where is the vomeronasal organ located?
The vomeronasal organ is situated within the nasal cavity, between the nasal cavity and oral cavity.
Is it therefore anatomically distinct from the bits of the olfactory system that smell
Yes.
other smells? For instance,
Yes.
if I bury my nose in a bunch of flowers, if I were a mouse and I was sniffing flowers, I would smell the flower scent with one part of my system, but I would smell uh-huh. other things with this vomeronasal organ. It's a separate entity from the rest of the olfactory system.
Yeah, exactly. The vomeronasal organ is sensory organ of the accessory olfactory system. And then the main smell is detected through the main olfactory system.
And how is it wired up? What's it connected to? And what supplies the innovation to carry signals from it and to where?
The vomeronasal organ contains sensory neurons, and then the axons of the sensory neurons travel to the frontal part of the brain called the accessory olfactory bulb. And then from there, send the signal to the amygdala or the hypothalamus that controls innate behaviors such as mating or defensive behavior.
How did you use that understanding then to test whether or not it could detect, for instance, the smell and presence of a potential predator?
First of all, we looked at the behavior to the source of the predator cues. In our case, cat saliva was used as a predator cue source. And then we looked at the behavior changes. At the same time, we also looked at whether the sensory neurons in the vomeronasal organ was activated or not using a specific neural activity marker called the CFOS.
Right. So in other words, you can present the cat saliva, which you hypothesize the mouse can smell and be alarmed by. And you're looking to see if when that is present, the nerves that connect between the vomeronasal organ and relevant brain target structures, whether they change their activity, which would argue they are sensing the smell of the cat's saliva.
Yes.
So that tells you they're sensitive to it, but how do you probe what it does to their behavior?
What we looked at was freezing behavior. The freezing is one type of the defensive behavior response.
So if I present some yeah. of the particular odor to the mouse, it will uh-huh. freeze when it smells it. That's what you're saying, isn't it? It will suddenly lock
yes.
up.
Lock up, yes.
Once you'd establish that scent is detected and it's going to these different brain areas, how did you then try to establish how the response is programmed?
At the specific population of the neurons in the hypothalamus are activated by cat saliva exposure, and then the activation controls the freezing behavior output.
And is it a proportional response? So if I had a big dollop of cat saliva, would I get a bigger response, or is it a binary thing? It's all or nothing.
Yeah, we tested that regular amount of the cat saliva and the diluted cat saliva. The non-diluted cat saliva induce robust behavior, but diluted like almost diminish the freezing behavior response.
So it does mean that the animals can make a proportionate response to a varying concentration of the potential threat stimulus from the environment.
Exactly.
What have we learned then? If you could sum up, if you were to sort of give us a summary of what this study adds or how this changes our understanding, what do you think you've done to move the field forward with this?
What we found was that predator cue contains a time-sensitive component that influences the intensity of the defensive behavior output. And then the VNO can detect such time-sensitive chemical cues and then moderate the intensity of the behavior through the VNO-mediated neural circuitry. The ventromedial hypothalamus is involved in this circuitry and regulates defensive behavior output.
Sachiko Hagayamanaka there.